The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is testing for toxic chemicals in homes surrounding a former dry cleaner site in Ballston Spa. Beginning this week, EPA is installing sampling equipment in homes around the former Ricketts dry cleaners on Route 50. EPA on-scene coordinator Don Graham said the agency is targeting about 60 homes.
Right now, we're in the process of installing sampling apparatus in the basement floors, so we can come back in 2 weeks and collect samples from beneath each of the homes in that area. And at that time, we'll also collect indoor air samples from the basement and the first floor of each home.
EPA is looking for chlorinated compounds, known carcinogens, from chemicals used at the dry cleaner site. Graham said the sampling will detect whether the chemicals have seeped into the groundwater and then into vapors entering homes. They're keeping an eye out for tiny concentrations of the chemicals to determine if there's been chronic exposure to residents.
We're measuring exposure over years as opposed to, weeks or months.
EPA points out that drinking water through the public water system is not affected. Graham said sites like this one in Ballston Spa are not uncommon. Travis Prue of Environmental Advocates of New York said contaminated brownfield sites are present in nearly every community in the state.
There's literally never been a study of the full look at how many of these sites exist because they're so bountiful in so many communities. And so that's why it's really important that the state and local governments work on starting to clean these sites up and get them back on the tax rolls. But it's a very arduous process.
Graham said the village has been very cooperative, with only two homes turning away the voluntary testing. The testing comes at a time when U.S. environmental policy appears to be at a crossroads. But EPA spokeswoman Larissa Romanowski said the testing in Ballston Spa and Superfund cleanup projects in the region, including the Hudson River cleanup site, will not be affected by Republican President Donald Trump's freeze on new contracts.
Well, the temporary pause in contracts is not expected to affect the Superfund cleanup efforts that are already underway.
But it remains to be seen how the federal agency will be affected once a new federal administrator is approved. In one of several of Trump's executive orders during his first 2 weeks, EPA could be heavily impacted by funding cuts and the new policy that for every new regulation approved, two must be eliminated. Trump has promised to eliminate 75% of federal regulations. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.